So hello, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, I'm going through a little bit of an upgrade at the moment. I'm even reunited with my Shure SM7B. But Jason, what did you do with the RE20? I shoved it up my... No, I didn't actually, because that microphone is so awesome that she's taking a temporary rest, maybe permanent, back in my wardrobe over there. But yes, had to be reunited with Miss Beefy and Beautiful. And God, yeah, I know, me and her will get a room later on, I promise. But speaking of rooms, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to talk about this whole situation with the Garrick Club.
You want to make out? Just two gruff, military-hardened dudes sitting in an elevator, snuggling out their woes in a totally hetero way.
Her voice may be almost as important to gamers as Lara's double pistols, curves, and skimpy shorts.
Kung Fu Hot Dog
is a Kung Fu renegade cop. Now he must defeat the most evil Kung Fu master in the world.
From modern gaming audience.
For a new world of unspeakable adventures.
I said, Mummy. I like the way the lady runs.
Get ready for a new world of unspeakable adventures never before shown in a motion picture. Get ready for
Kung Fu Hot Dog.
I've always wanted to read this. Basket Weaving, The Creative Choice.
You know that club? I've heard about it before, actually. In fact, back in my days, when I was a doorman, yes, I am gendering myself, at Planet Hollywood, I heard about it. I mean, I was more interested in Langham's restaurant because lots of naughty things used to go on in there. But why do I mention the Garrick Club? It is a men's only establishment. Well, it wasn't until about last week when apparently the male members, including Benedict Cumberbatch and Stephen Fry, how he has fallen from grace, in my opinion. I still love Jeeves and Wooster, but seriously, Fry, you got to keep your shirt tucked in, mate, because why are men now saying that women can come in, you know, they can walk through the front door and enjoy our facilities? Now, if you're not familiar with the Garrick Club, founded in 1831, where actors and men of refinement and education might meet on equal terms. Well, of course, men of refinement, we've kind of now renamed that as men of culture, like myself. So I thought that was hilarious. But after 193 years since it was founded, they allowed last Tuesday, so see you next Tuesday, men, to allow women to come in. So Hugh Bonneville apparently made some quip in 2011 that he would like Joanna Lumley to appear in the club, which sent members into an absolute frenzy. And I mean, Joanna Lumley, I mean, good grief. I mean, back in her days as Purdy on the Avengers, oof, wow. That was a young man's wet dream come true.
Would you please get out of my bedroom?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Seems that the golden age of chivalry is quite dead.
Not quite.
You know what? When you have a look at what they have on offer, which I thought was pretty funny, 17 bedrooms. So, yes, if you want a bit of hanky-panky and nookie-wookie, you got 17 bedrooms to choose from. You got a computer room, whatever that is, a billiards room, private and public dining rooms, and a roof terrace. So I imagine a lot of scandal has taken place in this establishment. But the biggest bugbear that I can think of straight away, and I even said it to my mother as well, again, you have this situation where women feel left out. Women feel left out. They want to know what men are doing behind closed doors, and they just want a piece of the action. Again, a few weeks ago, when a friend of mine said to me, why do women come in and F up all the hobbies that men enjoy? Whether it's video gaming, comic book reading, buying movies, whatever. You know what I mean? Women feel like they're being left out. Then they form their own YouTube channel. Then they grift as much as they can and like, ooh, look at my titties. Look at me. I'm just as good as you are, boys. And of course, we know that not to be true. Oh my gosh, there are even OnlyFans girls who are now using Twitter to promote their platform when they're not supposed to do that because it goes against the T's and C's and the guidelines for Twitter. So I find that hilarious that all of this nonsense is happening now. Now, 3 years after being announced, Microsoft Gaming Perfect Dark rebooty reportedly in a very rough situation. Absolutely. Now, 3 years ago when I heard this at the initiative, it was that these ex-game developers who came together, not in that way, you naughty people, and they call themselves Quadruple A Gaming. I mean, how ridiculous, how facetious, how narcissistic, if you want to play that word into the equation, they seem to be. And then, of course, what happened? I think some of those members broke away slightly and had to bring in Crystal Dynamics just to bring back a game that, let's face it, Perfect Dark has its fans. I'm a semi-fan. I've got the Steelbook edition with the lovely Joanna Dark looking really, really hot. And apparently now this new version is meant to be in first-person mode only. So I don't know if it's going to incorporate the other elements where you could actually go into third mode or third person mode of Joanna Dark. Again, you know, if you look at the character design over the years, she's rather sexy.
Even though we know what they were thinking when they designed this outfit, I still don't understand what they were thinking.
But I wonder if they're going to race change here because, you know, of DEI and ESG scores. So this report comes from Jeff Grubb, who I still watch from time to time. And what he said was that basically the game is in a rough state from what he's heard. It's not in development hell. That's the important thing we've got to point out here, folks. It's just been going through the mill. Ninja Theory and Senua's Sacrifice 2, that sequel's coming out in a couple of weeks' time. No marketing. It's about an 8-hour campaign. Apparently, according to IGN, the gameplay is amazing. The visuals are incredible. But I'm going to guarantee you now that Ninja Theory will be next on the chopping block for Microsoft. Because look, Sarah Bond, as I speak, making his video, still has her job. But something that it did remind me of last week is that Sarah Bond reminds me of 80s horror films. And what I mean by that is the running joke through all those 80s movies is, who is the first person that's going to die at the hands of Freddy Krueger? It would be a person of diversity, right? And I feel like when they shoved it into the spotlight last Thursday with Bloomberg, I think that was my reasoning to think that maybe Sarah Bond might be the first member of that not-so-Fantastic Four team to get the axe. So we'll soon find out if I'm correct or not. But that's my grim prediction. And boy, did Sarah get it in the neck over the weekend. I thought I was pretty kind to her, actually. But I've seen other YouTubers out there really laying into some really cringy takes about her and what she may not have achieved. And if you looked at my Black Girl Gamers video a couple of weeks ago or more, I talked about the fact that BGG are just a bunch of grifters and they have nothing on Ms. Bond, who actually has worked her way through the tech and comms industry as a person. Never mind a person of color, as a person. So expanding his doubts on whether Microsoft Gaming's future, Grubb then revealed, you know, they have a ton of games already announced. And as part of the fallout from this, I'm hearing more and more, I've been hearing for years, that Perfect Dark is in a rough state. It sounds like it's in a very rough state. It doesn't sound like it's really come together in any way, even with Crystal Dynamics, who I think, after the way they've butchered the Lara Croft franchise, I wonder if they've got their meddling hands into things that aren't making this production get any faster. Is anybody actually waiting for a new Perfect Dark game? My honest answer is no, they're not. It's just like when Rage 2 came out about, what, 3-4 years ago now? My God, did they ruin, like, the character of Lou Sum Hagar? She used to be such a babe in the first Rage, then it made her a middle-aged old woman and you barely recognised who she was. So, you know, nobody asked for that, even though, for the most part, the gameplay was fine, but all the character designs, well, it's very Bethesda before 2023 Bethesda, which is even more alarming. So we have that. But one game I'm kind of curious about is Dragon Age Dreadwolf from BioWare. So apparently everyone at that studio, of course, BioWare, the people behind the original three OG Mass Effect games. Like one day I'm going to do a live stream where I'm going to play Mass Effect 2 and chill and chat with you guys. And yes, I've got some... I might have some more live stream news for you very soon, folks, so stay tuned. But apparently, everyone at BioWare is really happy about how it's turned out. So don't take this as gospel, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, BioWare have had two flops before this. First was Mass Effect Andromeda, and my God, Sweet Baby Ink weren't involved with that one. And of course, Anthem, which is like the Iron Man game without Iron Man in it. So in case you didn't know, over the weekend... looks like the Sweet Baby Ink detected Discord server was hacked. So Cabrutus, the man who made Sweet Baby Ink detected on Steam, which is still going, and I'll put an updated amount of followers for that club, if you want to call it that. He said, "Sup guys, I was away for the whole day and just got back home." And apparently Cabrutus now lives in Japan. So an unknown person who managed to hack an admin account nuked numerous channels, receipts, artists, indie game projects that were built in the server together with many others, and then banned everybody who joined. So then they had to go in and make sure the ban order was lifted so everybody could then rejoin once again. So it's just, it's a pretty dire situation. Some people think, actually they're making it up because they weren't really hacked and they just want to play the victim. But I don't see why anybody who's running the Sweet Baby Ink detected Discord server would actually sabotage their own platform just to get sympathy votes. That doesn't make any sense to me. Speaking of Zero Vision, folks, the Zero Vision contest on Saturday. Oh my gosh, what a melodrama that was. Oh my word. I mean, England came 18th out of 25. I mean, in my books, that's still too generous. Should have been 25 out of 25. But then Juice Klein, who was supposed to be the hot favourite from Holland to go in there and strut his stuff on stage. And I mean, I'll tell you what, you should read about that guy and look him up on YouTube. Very interesting fellow. He lost his parents on separate occasions when he was a growing lad. Really, really sad story. But the way he's come up the ranks is incredible. But apparently last Thursday, when he was doing a rehearsal for Eurovision Saturday past, a female complained that he was being a bit too aggressive with her when he asked her politely not to carry on filming him. So the word of mouth from this insufferable woman was, "Well, he used an aggressive movement towards me and I'm going to complain about him." So much so that they listened to her, the Nimrods who run Eurovision, and they disqualified him before he could even perform on Saturday, which I think is terrible. Imagine if it was a man complaining about a woman being aggressive towards him. How would that look? Oh, you're a man. I'm sure you can handle yourself in any situation. At the end of the day, Eurovision is about people who come together to sing their song for their chosen country. Of course, Switzerland won. I mean, yeah, who would have guessed, right? Switzerland, the most neutral country, one of the most neutral countries in the world. So, yes, stunning a brave singer called Nemo. Yeah, wow, that was all Nemo. Is it Derek Nemo? Yeah, I mean, who cares? Didn't hear the song. And yeah, when you see a man coming out like that on stage wearing a woman's skirt, well, that's everything you need to know what Eurovision is these days. And apparently the ratings for it were really, really low as well. So why am I even surprised? So on that one, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed today's video, leave a like, leave a subscribe below if your heart so desires. And yes, I am actually looking around my room and ready to throw things out. And yeah, things are going to be looking a lot different. The background will still be the same, but in terms of my workspace, it's going to be a lot more improved. Right now, I'm kind of like jammed up against the wall and I kind of like it. It kind of gets a bit kinky sometimes, a little bit dirty and a little bit, I don't know. Well, I do know, but I can't say anymore. So if I were you, ladies and gentlemen, and if you were me, I do thank you for your continuous support in my channel and subscribing and liking and sharing my videos. Keep doing that, because it will tell YouTube that they have to recommend me to other people who are not yet versed on this crazy fool who wears a red bandana and likes to look at ladies' boobies online.
Well, you may all congratulate me.
Magnificent. Stupendous.
The wax polishing is extra purdy, but in appreciation, I'll do it for nothing.